Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
You are now in the pocket with Covell Hudson.
How's it going, pocket heads? It is February 26th, and we've had a nice 75-degree day. It feels good. Allergies going to get to you. But, yeah, we have, what was it, 3 weeks ago when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl? So we're 3 weeks away. Like, it seemed like we haven't done a show in, like, 6 months or something.
Yeah, it's been at least 2 weeks, I know that.
Two? I thought it was just one.
It's been 1 week.
Oh, yeah, technically. Well, no, 2 weeks since our last show.
2 weeks since our last show. That's why I feel.
We did miss a week.
Okay.
It does feel like.
Oh, so that's. It feels. Yeah, yeah.
We wanted that rush right after.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think we were just exhausted after the Chiefs season. Because, you know, like, I don't know about you guys how it is being wrong, but being right, it is exhausting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wonder what that's like.
It's exhausting. So, you know, yeah. But yeah, today we will discuss some Chiefs free agency, some of the biggest free agents. And we will say, yeah, I'll give my who I think is the biggest free agent, not named Chris Jones, because that's kind of the easy one. And, you know, it's been a topic on quite a few it poops from a few.
It is.
From both, you know, like, is Chris Jones coming back? We'll discuss that, but we're going to discuss the free agents. We're going to discuss off-season moves. It sounds cliche. I'd like to talk about it more, but everybody's talking about can the Chiefs three-peat kind of makes it cheesy. So, you know, yeah, we'll just kind of dive into the Chiefs off-season situations.
Well, I think the three-peat thing is because it's the first time that it's obtainable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can. We say a lot of stuff.
Hold on 1 second. I'm Covell Hudson.
I'm Typhoo Panda,
and I'm Kyle Collier, producer.
All right, that is who is speaking right now, Typhoo Panda.
We say a lot of things in the sports world that's just like, oh, you know, just don't make sense. You know, our like. Maybe our dream team or...
Maybe Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback. I'm just playing. I had to throw that in. I respect Kirk. I just had to.
My man ain't even... We ain't even woke up yet. My man... But we say little crazy stuff in the sports world, you know, and we have these hypotheticals or we say some stuff that's, you know, like, maybe the Nuggets are going to win 6 championships in a row. You know, I'm sure it's a fan that's thinking that and saying that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and somebody's like, come on, stop. That's not going to happen. You know, but we say that. But now with this three-peat, with the Chiefs, we able to – it's like
– It's obtainable because
not
they don't have a rival. There's no
– It's not like, it's not stupid talk.
The Cowboys in their 90s run, the San Francisco 49ers had their own dynasty working. And they knocked them off. Who else? The Patriots. They always had teams, you know, kind of.
They had Manning's Colts.
They had Manning.
Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes, yes.
Eli Manning over in the NFC, you know.
Weirdly, Eli Manning. You know, like,
yeah, Eli Manning.
You know, so yeah, like the Chiefs have a play, you know, have a team and a player, actually, that has no equal.
Yeah.
That doesn't, like, so. Like, all offseason, people are going to pick all these teams that are going to take the Chiefs down just because I can see how it would be annoying saying, yeah, there's nobody that can beat the Chiefs. Vegas already said, day after.
It hurts.
Yeah, the Niners are the favorite.
Think about it. If you are not a Chiefs fan, it would hurt you to be able to think. Like, if you think rationally, you say, man, they probably could three-peat. Like,
yeah.
It's a reality. It's not something that's – it's definitely not impossible, and it's not improbable either.
Yeah, I like that word.
They can do it.
I like that. That's some radio stuff there, man.
They can do it.
Yeah. See, I was complimenting you. Now I forgot what I was about to say.
It's okay, man. You know what I'm saying?
What were we talking about?
I'm so used to being right now. But the Chiefs three-peating – is just
oh yeah, it seems practical.
Just,
it's, you know, I even remember
like it's everyday talk. Like yeah.
Before Brady got to like
was, he'd probably do it.
Before he was got like the crazy numbers like 5 and 6 every year. Before, you know, up to he had 3, I was still saying, you know, he's not gonna keep being good. You know, they're gonna come back to normal. But like we actually had proof of Brady doing that. You know, the year after that ACL, he was there all year and they didn't make the playoffs. You know, so there was times when they wasn't gonna be there. And even what was it, 10 years in between Super Bowls?
Yeah. They had like a nine-year drought in between.
Yeah. And like so yeah, I couldn't see I couldn't see Patrick Mahomes going 10 years without.
Yeah, and I think that's
without touching
that's
it.
That's the big point when everybody, because that's what everybody's doing, is comparing Mahomes to Brady now.
Well, that's the only person you can
and,
to.
And like,
that's,
like you guys have discussed, like there's no equal. Like I cannot fathom a 9-10 year drought for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and I can't fathom like remember, I think we talked about it, that Cincinnati loss. What made me real so like not happy about that Cincinnati loss is now the Bengals think they're our equal.
Yeah,
they think they you know,
they put his name in the same sitting so much.
Yes,
that he feels like it's normal thing that you are on the level of Patrick Mahomes.
And some still do. Bengals fans are wild.
Well,
they'll be on Twitter saying, well, he's 1-3. That's back-to-back. You know, the only guy to beat him, Burrow. 3-1, you know.
But you can't say you never – what's the right word? You never – you never over-defended Alex Smith. I remember the days. No, I mean, and this is how you know when you just want the guy to be good. Because, you know, every time I would defend Alex Smith, my voice would get higher.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, no, man, he's a good quarterback. No, for real. Like,
it's
you
like
know.
How I talked about the Royals last year.
Yes. Know? Wow. Nothing but high pitch.
Hey, it's crazy that they keep comparing Joe. But I see why they do it, because you don't have anybody else.
No, you have to.
They're searching.
You don't have.
Well, but that's – but
anybody else.
If it was flipped and we had beat them in that game, do you know how annoying this station would be? Like, you know, who else has beat them? Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. Yeah,
we'd be calling ourselves the number one contender.
But I could have sworn we were smoking on that Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's all there is to say.
Can't say much about that, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to find somebody to compare him to in the game. We know he's on a different level. I was going to ask you guys this. Do you think with if he does accomplish the 3, if he makes it and this happens, do you say shut up about who's the GOAT? Well, when you say Tom can no longer be in the conversation, even though he has more rings, he would have accomplished a three-peat, then also accomplished this in less than the time that he has, you know what I'm saying?
So what I think,
7 rings, you know what I'm saying? He don't even in the league 7 years.
So I think it's 2 answers. I think there is the people that don't – people that won't, you know, rely upon what they saw in like Brady folklore years, but people that can be objective and say, that's the best quarterback I've ever seen. I think people are like today, he has 3, right? He has 3. I think it's fair to say that's the best to ever do it in the shortest amount of time. I'd already take that guy over him.
Yeah.
But since it's just the Super Bowls thing, you know, the other side of it is he's never going to be as good. But those are the same people that won't even entertain a conversation, LeBron, Michael Jordan. I'm like, well, can we discuss these facts?
Yeah.
Because every Michael Jordan debate turns into 6 in a row. He's 6-0. You know,
I'm
like, oh, okay. Well, but we can't talk past that. So, like, yeah.
But that is a great question, because he'll have 4 compared to Brady's 7, but he's done it with a three-peat, something no team has ever done. And it's obviously a hypothetical, because Yeah. We haven't seen next year's team, and we haven't seen if Kadarius Toney is on it yet.
Oh, we know. We know that ship has left the bay.
It, I don't think it has. The Chiefs, you see how the Chiefs handled it in the moment. You know, Kadarius Toney went on a rather urban rant.
Oh God!
On the day before Super Bowl, and he didn't immediately get released. Nobody on the team was like Peyton Manning. He called his kicker dumb in the middle of the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't get cut, but I don't think they were going to cut him. But he did get healthy scratched. So
he got healthy scratched, but like, and I believe. The whole thing was they've been quiet because they're a classy organization. They don't know what they're going to do with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're like, let's not embarrass him. But Patrick said no more. He said no more this year. Either Patrick, Travis,
or Andy.
Even Chris Jones or Andy. It's four people in that building that can say, get the guy
out of
here.
Get this guy out of here. He's not going to be here. He's not going to be a Chief.
Yes.
We know this.
Yes, and if he had sense, he would have just been like, I'm going to get a ring. And I'm going to just kind of keep getting my value up, you know, but that's...
I think the Chiefs handled it to where it was one of those things where it's like, if we just come out and just fire him, we look bad.
I don't think so.
And we look like he's right. You know what I'm saying? So let's hold him out.
But the Chiefs are now what the Patriots are. And I can't think of another coach really in the NFL that could have got away with benching Malcolm Butler in that Super Bowl the day of and still hasn't explained it to this day. So, you know, when you win, like Kadarius Toney hasn't even done enough for anybody to turn on the Chiefs. If they cut him, if they would have cut Rashee Rice, they'd be like, you know, he must have been doing something. You know, so like, I don't think.
Yeah, if the Chiefs cut Toney, they'd have been like,
if the
well,
Chiefs,
damn.
Yes, if the everybody Chiefs cut
Chiefs
wanted
just
anyway.
Got better, you know?
Yeah.
If the Chiefs cut anybody, you got to remember, look how big Patrick Mahomes is blanket is. And why I say his blanket is that everything else is up under it. So it becomes like a little bit important. It's like, like you said, hey, that guy must have been wrong.
Yeah.
You don't care who it is at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If they was to cut Chris Jones, just say, we're not even going to negotiate with him,
none of
that.
Let's have a conversation.
we would still be, but in the end, we'll still be like, we still got the best player on the field.
No, it's
we'll
that's true.
It we did it before.
But look at even the difference. Kadarius Toney left the Giants. And the whole fan base was saying, y'all are stupid for getting rid of this dude. Why don't y'all have him anymore? You know what I mean? And why, you know, y'all should have got the most out of him.
What he's doing.
But now here, well, I guess we have, you know, he was on national TV bouncing balls in the air. So that's
and he was on a much better football team.
He did it to himself.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Everything he's doing, he's did to himself.
Well, but I think, look, do you guys remember that first day they signed Kadarius Toney?
They traded for him. It was a third
traded,
round.
Traded, yes. And, it was a, we weren't even supposed to, you know, somebody got hurt. I forgot what receiver it was that got hurt. I think it was a guy that got hurt all the time. Maybe Juju. Maybe Juju got hurt, I believe. And they brought him in, so he had to play before he was ready to play. I think even in those playoffs, when he made that big play in the Super Bowl, he was playing before he was ready to be playing and depended upon. And based on that playoff run, we go into the offseason. Was it Brett Veach? I think he can be a number one. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, settle down. I think that's what – and then he got hurt in the preseason.
Yeah, he had surgery.
Yes, he had surgery. He got hurt. He had surgery. And then he came out there first game with all this hype of you should be our number one receiver. So – you know, thinking of the mental aspect of it, I don't think that was the most – that wasn't the easiest situation to get put into. So I think that the reason why he's still with the Chiefs is because they're like, this dude is still young. We have him. We'll lose $500,000 or a million.
Not very much.
Not very much if we get rid of him. But they don't just make dudes like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think he's gonna stick.
I didn't mean to turn this into a Kadarius Toney.
It's not a lot of people that look like Flavor Flav that can play ball.
But
at the same time, no, I see this as a championship organization in the office as well. And
100%.
If you're not going to be, you know, producing for the number one guy in the NFL, you have to go.
No, if we didn't have Travis Kelce, if we didn't have Rashee Rice, if we were like most of these other teams, we would have had to depend on Kadarius Toney. Like the Chiefs had the luxury of
having some studs.
No, yes, but we had the luxury of he made a few drops, he made a few bad games. Just don't throw it to him and throw it to everybody else. But you know,
I mean, down the stretch, we did not see him.
No, we didn't. Which because they were like, we have enough people.
Yeah, that we have enough people. Rashee Rice's his snap count and role were just growing week by week.
Yeah.
And finally, they just decided, all right, this guy's not going to help us. He's never going to be a consistent part of our game plan. And we didn't see him the final four games of the regular season. And I don't.
See, it felt like more of a shutdown for the year.
Yeah, that's exactly what
so,
it felt like.
But so that doesn't feel like give up to me, though, because he's so cheap.
That feels like we've had enough of you.
For now.
No.
Not this year, pal.
I don't think it was a put you in the corner thing. Like I said, I think it's it saves your franchise, first of all.
But the Chiefs don't have to move. They don't move like that, though. They haven't
moved like that in the past, but with this.
They haven't seen a cat like Kadarius Toney yet.
Yeah. Because back then in the past.
So they cut Kadarius Toney. What's the backlash?
Nothing.
So that's what I'm saying. So they're not. Yeah, like
if you're gonna make room for somebody that's gonna produce at the same price.
If they wanted him gone, he could have been gone. Though he didn't have to be a part of the Super Bowl.
But the thing
situation.
Is, but you say
he had house shoes on during the Super Bowl. Did y'all see that? He had house shoes on.
No, I did not.
That almost
a healthy scratch.
But
yeah.
That almost made me get him out of here. You put shoes on.
But
man.
The thing is, though, he know that they're moving on from him. You know what I'm saying?
Gentlemen's bet. Have we bet on this? Gentlemen's bet. Kadarius Toney will be on this team next year. Both of you guys.
Okay.
I think we see him.
Here we go. I'm with you.
All right.
Gentlemen's bet, sir.
I don't want to hear anything in the offseason about, man, he's looking healthier, or, man, we really expect his role to grow. I don't want to hear a darn thing.
They're going to send him off and send him away.
He can be the Mecole Hardman, right? Just come in for 18 snaps, run some gadget plays. Go back to the bench.
Man, I'm on record even saying I didn't like the way they was using him. I think he's a nice slot. I think he can even play outside.
I think he could do that too. But he just has not shown.
Well, but look, but just think about it. Like
we've seen a flash here.
He came into this offense that already have their number one, their number two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so in the NBA happens all the time. You have two guards, you know, like on the same backcourt, about the same age.
What does that have to do
about
with him doing his job?
About the same age. Sometimes you need reps. Sometimes, Trent Green, when he first got to Kansas City, you know what his nickname was? You know what was on the cover of Kansas City Star? Trent Terception, because he was throwing interceptions. You have to work through the ugliness to get through to the other side. Kadarius Toney is young enough, athletic enough to not live in the moment and say he's still got something that we can do something with.
If we was rebuilding, I'd say okay.
No, rebuilding is scary to depend on Kadarius Toney.
At all. We're not rebuilding. The rebuilding wouldn't be scary.
Patrick Mahomes don't know what a rebuilding
season exactly.
Is.
So they're going to put in pieces that fits this championship. They striking while the iron is hot.
And all the silly plays that Andy Reid likes to do,
go.
You need a Kadarius
Toney. I think that's very important for when we discuss the free agency.
Yeah.
Striking while the iron is hot. I want to see
exactly
for the Chiefs. I want to see how much a 3P really matters to you. It's whatever Brett Veach's move this year will tell us a lot.
The people have spoken.
I don't know. I don't think so because he has killed it the last two off seasons.
Let's say he makes a splash.
So
he trades up for a big time wide receiver, or he trades for a veteran stud. Right?
If a coach sees,
I don't think
that'll tell me they. And if Chris Jones is back and they add a significant offensive piece, that'll tell me Brett Veach wants three, Mahomes wants three in a row.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, and if Kadarius is seen through a coach's eyes the way you see it, then he'll be fine somewhere else. It just won't be here. won't
be look good in that Carolina blue.
But look, so, but like after the Chiefs, Carolina blue, after the Chiefs, after the Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill, people said, we need to see this and we need to see this.
Yeah, yeah.
But Brett Veach had a specific plan and he did it. You know what I mean? That second year, people were like, we got to sign a big receiver. Halfway through the season, Veach needs to be fired. He is wasting Patrick Mahomes. He needs to do, you know, so like, I don't think.
I didn't see any of the Veach needs to be fired tweets, but I definitely did see, well, this is the prime of your quarterback. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, it was a few of those. That. It was a few. Yeah. But
I may have been guilty of that.
Yes. So, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, so that's why when you say, I need to see him show that he's ready to, because like, yeah, 2 years ago, getting trading away Tyreek Hill, people thought he was punting on the season. You know what I mean? So, like, so I think, yeah, I think, I don't. Brett Veach is a made man. So even if he like, everybody could be wanting to do it a three-peat, but he's looking at the numbers and saying, eh, if we get it, that's cool.
And hell,
but
I'm going to be able to do both. Both for now and the future. That's kind of what he did this past year.
Well, that's what he's been doing, but that's why you develop guys like Kadarius Toney. We'll be back to discuss free agents after this segment. We are back, Pocket Heads, February 26th. And I only said that twice today because I thought it was the 24th until Ty told me it was the 26th. But it is a Monday, and we're about to discuss the Chiefs free agents. Yeah, we're going to discuss the Chiefs free agents who's up for free agency. Not anybody other free agents, because the Chiefs could just bring back our free agents and still be prepared for a Super Bowl, not like other teams. No, that's a humble brag there. But
it's a fact.
It's a fact. So real quick, we'll name our three free agents that I think is most important that we bring back. Ty does his, you do yours, and then we'll go through the list and kind of do a deep dive. Yeah. So while we say our top three, we're not necessarily debating this. That makes sense.
These are top three Chiefs free agents.
Top three.
That we'd like to see return.
That we'd like to see return. Okay. Yep. And for the most part, I think it's going to be pretty close to the same.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So you want to go first?
Yeah, I can lead us off.
All right, you go first, Ty, then me.
All right. The number one Chiefs free agent that I would like to see return is Drew Tranquil.
Number one. Oh.
This is why. I think Drew Tranquil just has all the skills that Steve Spagnuolo requires to operate in his defense. When Nick Bolton was out, we saw Tranquil come in, and he was the green dot. He was the play caller. Willie Gay missed a little bit of time. Tranquil, he replaced him. Both those guys, Bolton and Gay, they missed some time. Tranquil came in.
Didn't miss a beat.
Exactly. I think he really just has the best of both worlds of both Willie Gay and Nick Bolton. He's a great tackler. He can really, you know, stuff the run for a little bit of a smaller guy. And he's also a great pass coverage linebacker, and he's got speed like Willie Gay does. And part of why Tranquil is the top of my list is because I don't think Willie Gay is back. Now, number two, I will go Chris Jones. Right now, the only defensive lineman the Chiefs have signed is Neil Farrell.
Yep, I saw that.
Chris Jones makes this defense. He is the engine that makes it go. I think the secondary is still fantastic, absolutely. But without Chris Jones, they could get a little bit more exposed next year.
For sure.
I just think he's that important. He really just makes game-changing plays. And then number three, I had a difficult time because I don't think the Chiefs bring L'Jarius Sneed back into the fold. I really don't. So number three, I went with Mike Dana. Mike Dana was kind of just an underrated piece that nobody talks about. I think he could get maybe a contract from somebody else that's out of the Chiefs' range, like a 3 for $30 million, and I wouldn't really want to see that. But I still think Mike Dana is just an important piece on the defense. I just want to make sure that defensive line is shored up, if you can tell. That is my three.
You went defense.
Yeah, that is my three. And no L.J. Sneed, basically, is the takeaway from mine.
Okay.
I don't want him. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I know all things I don't
equal,
want back.
All things equal, somebody says Tranquil, Chris Jones. You're taking Tranquil.
Yeah.
Oh, that, okay. All right. All right.
Longevity would help, I believe. Yeah. I know who won't be returning. I hope not. It's Blaine Gabbert. He's terrible.
Oh, come on.
What? What are we doing here?
I don't want to see
Blaine Gabbert's got two rings. Come on.
Hey, listen.
He's a quarterback's coach is what he is.
He's been there before.
Listen, it's a lot of people with NBA championship rings, too.
Yeah, North
Carolina. That ain't never played. And they play the best out of seven.
Hey, you know,
they still got a ring, right?
You know, I want you to know I have a pen and paper that I was going to write down because I wrote down what his picks was. But you started with Blaine Gabbert.
I said I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him back. I don't want to see him back.
We don't discuss backup quarterbacks until training camp.
Don't even want to see him back. Let's go ahead and
unsubstantiated. Like that.
Let's go ahead
and the music for that.
All right.
Listen. He threw Kurt under the bus and said, like, hey, welcome to In the Pocket. Oh, by the way, here's the middle finger to Kirk Cousins. How are you feeling today?
So Blaine Gabbert got some shrapnel Cousins got.
That's right. I want to see Jared McKinnon return.
Oh boy,
I ain't gonna lie. I do want to see him return. I think he's a good backup. Backup to get in there because the way he runs, I think he still can keep up that kind of momentum that Pacheco, that energy that he puts out. He got some Pacheco energy in him.
No, I'm with you. McKinnon on passing downs is actually very valuable. He's a great blocker and a great route runner.
Exactly.
Problem is, he's just old and he gets hurt a lot.
And you know what? I'm writing it down because I was trying to hold it in until we start talking about it.
That's my fault. I should be dunking on your list, Ty. Keep going.
No.
You're dunking on my list already?
I'm alley-ooping.
You said that we don't – I didn't want to – you know, because Chris Jones is the obvious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He is the obvious. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely got to go with Drew.
Well, that's fair.
See Drew back.
In the vein of
– in the sake of argument, I do
Chris Jones. All right. Who's Caliendo?
Caliendo, how you say his name? The guard,
Nick Allegretti.
No, Mike Caliendo.
But Mike didn't play, did he? Mike Caliendo, he wasn't a big part.
He's not a big part. Yeah. But I'll be looking at depth.
Okay,
what I'm saying. So if you notice,
what face are you making right
so
now?
So if you notice, I'm looking at.
About to look up how many snaps Mike Caliendo.
I'm looking at depth. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. This man's doing the hard work here, you guys. He's doing the Lord's work. Yeah. We're looking at depth.
Because it's obvious.
We're talking 62 men on the roster.
It's obviously who you want to come back.
64.
64?
Yeah. It's obviously who you want to come back.
Okay.
But as we see, people go down.
One sack allowed.
One sack allowed. Hey.
45 grade on PFF. Come on, Ty.
I want him to be a better family man. rather than him coming.
If we can get somebody better, fine. But I just want us to have some depth. You know what I'm saying? Because people go down. Mm-hmm. And we're not asking him to, like, be a superstar. It's just like, hold this long enough till he
basically
gets better.
Basically what Nick Allegretti did last year.
That's it. Just hold
him.
But
I wish you
would have
used Nick Allegretti.
I was going to use him, but.
Maybe Allegretti's priced himself out.
But I think he's going to. Go ahead and he's going to be gone.
Okay.
He's going to be gone for the check.
All right. Who, Caliendo?
No, Allegretti.
Okay.
Allegretti. He's going to be gone.
Caliendo is fine.
So
he's gonna, fine. Like,
yeah, he's going to be there.
He's going to be signed in training camp like the day before.
He's signed Mike Caliendo Jr.
Okay. So here's my list. So I have Jones, but that's the obvious. But unlike colleague Kyle Collier here, I would not take Tranquil over Snead because if you look at it in the NFL, look at how, you know, not saying it's easier to replace a linebacker, but the Chiefs won a Super Bowl with what's his name? What was our starting linebacker name?
Hitchens.
The Chiefs won a Super Bowl with Derrick Hitchens taking major snaps, being the leader, being the, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, at linebacker. But we don't win that Super Bowl without Chris Jones. And I think Chris Jones has come around once in a while.
No, he's a generational player.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I believe we have three minimum peak Chris Jones years left. I'd take that over 8 of Drew Tranquil.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So
yeah, I understand that.
That's not what I'm supposed to be doing here.
My fault. Keep going.
No, that was my fault. I just kind of dunked on yours because I wanted to dunk on Ty's Caliendo, but listen, I lost focus.
It had some weight.
But I say Chris Jones is our number one free agent that the Chiefs to keep because, once again, when you got a freak, you got to keep a freak. You know what I mean? When you have somebody that, you know, even when he's not playing good, he's still playing good. So, you know, like, yeah, I think you need to bring him back. Snead, I believe, you know, he's a bad boy. I don't, you know, like, the Chiefs have proven that, you know, they draft well and we have different. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing here. All right, Jones, Snead, I have Donovan Smith, and then I have Tranquil. So I think Donovan Smith at left tackle, he played better in the playoffs.
But he came in as a beast. When he got his snaps, he was beastly.
And that was his second
big time
Super Bowl.
Actually.
He turned it on.
He had major stops. And
to be fair, so did Juwan Taylor. You know, the tackles were was a position that we complained about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not in the playoffs.
Well, not Covell, because I knew they were going to get it together and be fine in the playoffs. Which
we
have tape. We have record of it.
We have record.
But yes, Jones, Snead, Donovan Smith. But let's go ahead and go down the list, and then we can do a deep dive.
All right. Now, should we start with the obvious ones, Chris Jones?
We can start with Chris Jones, and let's try to have a quick little reason why we think they should or not.
All right, fellas. Chiefs free agent number one, Chris Jones. Discuss.
Chris Jones, once again, that's who you overpay for. You can overpay for him, and you don't usually lose out on money.
Make him live by his words that he said at the parade.
That's not how I want to go into the negotiations. You make him feel good. You make him want to be here. You make him feel like, hey, we
– maybe a little bit open to getting your dollar
money. Biden over here. Nah, you hear Biden over here making him feel good.
No,
what you want to do is you want to play for the Chiefs. You're going to have to take this Target gift card and do what you said you were going to do. Did you not say that you're going to be here? Did he say that at the parade?
Yeah.
Didn't you promise Kansas City? Do it for them. So, they did our championship, let's run this back. That's what you slide him. You slide him that contract, and you run it back.
So you want him back?
Oh, yeah, I want him back.
Okay.
You got, like, if you don't get anything else done, you got
to
bring Chris Jones back.
If you want a three-peat, you have to have Chris Jones back. I get that.
That's going to look like the first.
And if they tag him and trade him, I'm going to be fine with that, too.
I think that's going to look like the first contract.
He'll be 30, and he'll probably want a 3 to 4 year deal. Worth 30 plus million.
Well, but the reason you pay him, do you remember the Chiefs didn't want to sign, was it Justin Houston? Who was it? Because they drafted D. Ford.
Yes.
And they didn't want to sign him. They didn't want to.
Tomba.
But you see, Tomba was a different dude. He's not of the ilk of Chris Jones, but he was a bad boy. But they brought in D. Ford and thought Tom Bali was just going to get up out of there, but they played together for 3 years because D. Ford just proved that he wasn't what Tom Bali would be. So that's what you risk, getting rid of a Chris Jones, not doing whatever you can do to pay him. So, yeah, what do you say?
Yeah.
You sound like you'll take him or leave him.
I kind of am because I trust Brett Veach to make the right decision. If he does decide to tag and trade him, I think you can probably – now it will be a sign and trade, so you won't get a haul.
Yeah, so you don't get what you'll get for Tyreek.
You still get a strong package for what I think is going to be a Hall of Fame player.
Strong package.
I think that's the first contract that you deal with, because then you know what you can do after that. Because he's going to be the one to ask for the highest anyway.
If you pay Chris Jones, you have got to nail your draft picks. And I think the Chiefs will target offensive line and wide receiver.
So
we can't have another Sky Moore, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
we could have a few more of them. That's why I say bring Tony back. We could have a Joshua Williams getting great.
I don't want to put Mahomes through that again. And Kelsey's 34.
If he's going to have to spread the ball, you're going to have to at least catch at minimum.
Spoiled Chiefs.
Whoever thought that would be the requirement for a receiver?
All right, let's get to number two on the list. Let's get to number two.
All right.
L.J. Snead, L'Jarius Snead.
I think you bring him back. I don't think he's going to – I think he wants to get paid. I don't think you have to pay him that big money because he grew up here. You know, like, literally, he came in here
that's
as a third rounder.
It's
wishful thinking. But, yeah, you know, like, this is my family. That's my dog. Like, all right, this is very wishful thinking.
Yeah, it is.
I believe if the Chiefs were to sign Chris Jones and they sign L'Jarius Snead, they let Patrick Mahomes do some of that stuff where they turn it into a signing bonus. Then you have – they can get $20 million more there. You get rid of MVS or talk him into coming back for $4
million. You
talk him back into $3 or $4 million to play that same role for $3 or $4 million. That's a bargain. We got him – it wasn't a bargain this year. But I say they can move things around. You bring back – Chris Jones, you bring back Snead. I think you can bring back guys like Dana, maybe even Donovan Smith. I think, yeah, I think those two guys you have to bring back. I do say that knowing that in the history of Super Bowls, most teams end up overpaying for their free agents to keep going back.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers did it here recently. They paid everybody, and they were kind of dumpster juice the next couple years. So I'm torn. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
Man, look, I think that with the way Patrick spread that ball this year, period, with all the different people, that we realize that guess what? You don't need an $11 million liability, first of all.
No, I'm talking about Snead.
No, even you just brought up bringing back MVS,
yeah,
too. But I was just saying you don't need that. So guess what? They all can go. You can get cheaper help, and you can have the money there for Snead.
This is what I think is going to happen. It's going to be the Charvarius Ward situation. The Chiefs let him walk, and Charvarius Ward got about three for $40.5 million. I think right now the franchise tag for a corner is about $19 million, almost $20 million. I think that's too much money. The highest asset or contract we've seen Brett Veach dish out for a corner has been, well, nobody except McDuffie in the first round. And he just does not seem to want to spend money or high picks on corners.
His history says that he wouldn't.
His history says that he can find a L'Jarius Snead replacement in the third, fourth, or fifth round.
But there's not every year you can go into the season after winning a Super Bowl with legit the best two corners in the league.
Yeah, no.
That seems like that
you're right.
Enticing.
I just think that the defense will trust, and they've got Steve Spagnuolo back, Dave Merritt's back there as the defensive backs coach.
I like all of our corners.
They're going to trust either a Jalen Watson, a Joshua Williams to step up and take that next role. Or a Nazee Johnson, who the Chiefs are high on.
And he looked good. Man, that would.
So I think Snead is going to hurt for Chiefs fans, but I think he's going to be one of those, man, we love this dude,
but we
can't do it. We can't.
Or you can go.
Well, but why do you have to be so plantation-y about it?
The same way with Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Pack your stuff
and get out. I'm like, whoa, can we have
to? I wasn't like that with Bill. I complimented Bill's model airplanes.
You told him he's going to work on those.
He should work on them a lot more often. I'd order some for him so he can start his business.
Well, I know I'd never have you like be my agent or representation. Pay him this or he's leaving. I'm like, whoa, no.
That's it. That's what – when you know you got – like, when you know you are holding all the cards, it's almost like playing spades, man.
No, but good organization, good leadership, good negotiation doesn't metaphorically pull their meat out.
I mean, no.
And right when they walk in the meeting room,
no,
they're like, bam.
No, it's not right
what
off
you
the
gonna
top.
What you going to do? I got the biggest ones in the room. What
not,
you going to do
no,
about
it? It's not right off the top. But I'm just saying, but it will get to a point – to where it's like, we're not going to go past this. That's it. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But what I say is, and like I said, I know this is a hypothetical conversation, but hypothetically, I'd like them to say, hey, Snead, this is where we can pay you. I know you're looking for this. You know, we wish you the best, but this is, like, we'd like to keep you together, and do you hear? And then we'll give you these dealerships to put your name, you know, like do some commercials or something. The Royals let you be a minority right. owner. You see how I said minority?
You can get this Target gift card You can get this Target gift card.
Oh boy.
And you can take and sign this contract.
So you guys want him back? Oh. And you want Chris Jones back. I'm just saying, I know the salary cap rose about $20 million. I just don't think it's very smart.
I think it would be uber smart because
to spook it all right there? No.
No. And look, the bad thing is, I agree. That's why I'm glad I don't have to make the decision. Yeah. If I was playing Madden, one of them would be gone. I'd probably get rid of Chris Jones because I'm like, I can throw some 78 overalls in there and then sign me a receiver. That's what I would do with Madden. I'd get rid of my great defensive tackle to get a receiver. Defense. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we will talk about the other free agents quicker because the biggest two are Snead and
Jones.
Chris Jones. And we'll be back after this. And, yep, I had a good one. That was a bad one. Get me out of here. We're back in the pocket. Last segment. We're going to continue talking about free agents. We talked about the big two, which we're all hopeful that they keep, but we all know the ramifications of the salary cap in the NFL. So, yeah, let's in Veach we trust. So, Kyle, you want to go the rest of the my transitions after that one transition, yeah, man.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Without further ado, we'll go down the list here of Chiefs free agents, and we'll just get you guys' quick thoughts on them.
Okay.
All right. Mecole Hardman. Phew. Is he back? Is he not?
Wow. I'm trying to make this quick. I remember in the playoffs against the Ravens, I said, Andy Reid, what has he proven for you to put him in that situation to try to make that play? What has he how has he proven that position? And Super Bowl, he made the big plays. He's a star now. You know, like national media, they're saying Chiefs star Mecole Hardman.
He's on talk shows, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they can get him cheap. I don't want to go into the season as him as one of our top three, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. I think the Chiefs probably go to the draft to try to get that number three alongside Kelce and Rice. But I have no problem seeing Mecole Hardman back as your number four or number five.
I just hate the jet sweeps with him. I just hate him.
Yeah.
I think he's learned a lot this year. And so I'm with him coming back.
From two games ago?
I think it was so huge.
And frankly, yeah, he is the star because he made that catch. But frankly, I think Justin Watson catches that ball.
Yeah, no, exactly. MBS
catches that ball.
Kadarius Toney catches that ball.
Well.
Come on.
No, he's still trying to sneak Kadarius there. No. But I think I could see him back, though. I think he's learned a lot this year.
It'll probably be another 1 or 2 year deal for cheap. But
I think it'll be a 1 year deal.
I think Mecole's going to want something longer, but I'm fine if you get Mecole on two, as long as he's not your number two option, you know?
Yeah. No, if you can give it to $8 million.
The Chiefs understand what he is as a player, so.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep moving. Let's go down. Drew Tranquill.
I think we should bring him back. He enjoyed it after the Super Bowl. You saw love in his eyes. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping they don't come to the negotiating table like Ty and say, boy, this is what we're going to get you. I hope they make him feel good and say,
you want to go back to L.A.?
No, we'll make him feel good at first, but if he pop off wrong, if he pop off wrong, this is what you're going to get.
And Ty, he looks at the numbers. He'll be like, take it or leave it. He'll be like, no, let's let him. But, yeah, I'd like to get him back. He does some things better than Willie Gay does. I mean, what's his name?
Nick Bolton.
He does some things better than Nick Bolton does. I like Nick Bolton's athleticism, his leadership. I like Nick Bolton, but I like what Drew Tranquill does. Willie Gay, yeah. I'd like to have him back. I don't know. Drew Tranquill's an all-around player. Like I said, they both got hurt. He stepped in for different guys.
The best of both worlds, of those two players.
Yeah.
I would like to see him back, obviously. He was my number one pick. So.
Yeah.
Ty? Is he back?
He's back.
All right. Moving on.
He's back for me.
We will go down the list to Mike Edwards, safety.
I liked him, but he probably played good enough to get a long term, and I don't think the Chiefs would.
That's what I'm thinking. A lot like Mike Dana. he played just well enough to you know, get himself a good contract elsewhere.
But I think Mike Dana is going to be affordable. I don't think Mike Edwards necessarily will, unless he just takes that discount.
He could be, because you know he really didn't play all that much. He stepped in for an injured Brian Cook, and he stepped in for Cook,
and he played great. But I don't think enough to where he can ask for so much where he's going to.
Yeah, and if he does, then the Chiefs will wait and just wait on him, or just tell him, all right.
He can get money somewhere else. It would have to be that team friendly, thinking about legacy type things, or if he's got a young kid and his wife likes the school, you know. So those things we got to kind of. I wish Chris Jones had a few littles where he had to be here.
So yeah, I'd like to see him back, but if he's not, take it or leave it. I don't think we'll really.
No,
we notice a whole lot. Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah.
All right. Moving on down the list. Let's go to. This one should be quick. Clyde.
Clyde, before Plantation Ties.
Go ahead.
Clyde got two Super Bowls here. He was starter. I never thought he should have been drafted that high. He lost his job. He handled it professionally. Yes, I don't think the Chiefs bring him back. I think he wants to, you know, he's going to want to go somewhere else, where he can try to be the guy in the room, or at least the leader in the room.
I think he realized he is not the guy.
Oh, boy. I think he wants to be back.
He wants to be back. He wants a second chance, and if he can find that second chance somewhere, he will. But if that is not on the table, he'll come back.
Yeah, he can come back to Kansas City, be that third string again. I'm fine with that. He played fine this year.
I think he's top 45 running back in the league.
Yeah, and that's a depth piece. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, moving on, we'll go to Tommy Townsend.
Tommy Townsend. They just signed
the punt god.
See, me, like, I understand not wanting to pay him because he's going to get a pretty nice, you know, some pretty nice offers. I don't like change. I like that, you know, the Chiefs has had such a good, you know, kicker, punter duo for a while, consistency. So the lack of experience worries me, but if you can get a dude that might be real dope at punting, I mean, that's where you experiment.
He's dope. I'm with him coming back.
I think
back.
Punter is one of those positions.
He's very
if you
important.
Want to save money.
No, but they just signed the punt god.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to want to pay him $900,000,
$800,000. And Tommy will be $3 million more.
Yeah.
So that's one of those punter. That's a position where you make your cuts if you can.
Yeah.
All right. Moving even further onward. Let's go Donovan Smith. Left tackle.
I think we need to bring him back. I think he's going to be happy to come back. He's not going to want to go try to prove himself.
No, I think he's
especially with that.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. No, Donovan Smith isn't a guy that you walk in. You know that he wants to year 12 walk into a new environment to prove himself. I think he's here. We need to plan on starting the season with him. Draft a guy. See if Wanye Morris is ready. But I think he should come back.
He should come back.
I can't add anything to that. That's perfect. All right. Moving on. Willie Gay.
For the money that he's played himself out because players like Willie Gay on contending teams, Willie Gays don't get re-signed. They go to other teams. They get overpaid by a Jacksonville Jaguar squad,
right,
a Cleveland Browns, or something like that, and go get your money. I'd like for him to come back, but
not at a high price.
Yeah, the Chiefs would have to come back.
Currently, his market value, 4 years, $28 million. That's about $7 million annually. I think that's a little low. I think somebody will give him
$10 million
closer to $10 million. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm fine letting him walk.
Yeah, me too. I'd like him back, but yeah.
But we also proved that hey, we can put people in place.
Well, you can't keep cutting yourself apart and then keep winning. You can't keep.
I know
on
you
doing
can't
it.
Keep cutting, but I believe in Veach.
All right, we do have more, but I will keep this quick. Let's go final two. Jerick McKinnon.
Jerick McKinnon, for that third roster spot, I'd kind of want some more youth. I kind of want something that we don't know what we can get. You know what I mean? I'd like for them to same skill set, just like 8 years younger. No offense to him. Last year, I thought he was gone. You know, because this year he wasn't the impact in the playoffs.
He wasn't very available.
He wasn't very available, and he didn't have the impact plays that he had last year. So, yeah, I think this was a good. Yeah,
and
I don't think
with Pacheco the way he runs, and the longer his career goes, the more injuries he will sustain, and you can't have a often injured backup.
Yeah, yeah. Unless if the Chiefs sign,
so go to the draft, signed a veteran.
That hurts them. Yeah.
If the Chiefs sign a veteran that is a clear number two, then I'd be fine with Jerick McKinnon back and then having P. Ryan on the practice squad.
Yeah.
But not as a number two.
Yeah, that's I'm with you. All right, final one, Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert, bring him back, pretty please.
You have to.
We have consistency in the quarterback room. Patrick Mahomes respects him. They work together as coaches. They so like
just because we cool don't make us friends.
There's no reason to get rid of Blaine Gabbert.
I don't like
him. This is the oddest. What? Why?
For no reason at all.
We could have smoked that. We could have smoked. What was it? Denver that he got in the game?
No, Chicago.
It was Chicago. Yeah, we. We could have really.
We did smoke him. We beat him 41-10.
No, we could have kept it going. We could have scored 70. But no.
I'm sorry, Pocketheads.
Bray made me jump off his ship in that game. I'm off.
Chad Henne did too. But anyway, we'll be back next week.
Ouch.
Hopefully Ty is more positive about this Chiefs team.
You're the one giving all the shrapnel today.
And we'll be back next week. COVID Hudson, Typhoon Panda, Kyle Collier, we're out.
Peace.
Peace.